So it operates on the same principle, but includes two additional weapons. The lizard, which is formed by the hand as a sock puppet-like mouth, like this.
Oh, I love a puppet show.
Silent duck.
Hi, Christopher.
It's like one of Big Fatty's puppet shows.
Yeah. And
Spock, which is formed by the Star Trek Vulcan salute. Which
I can't really do that.
It's kind of weird feeling. You can't do it.
I can't. I'm not a Vulcan.
Can you do it with your other hand?
This proves I'm not Vulcan.
Nope.
What is wrong with your hands?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, I love a puppet show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Big Fatty. You forgot who you are. Yo, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1696 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of July, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, I Little Show. Y'all, I'm going to try to remember who the hell I am. Big Fatty. Roaches,
Big Fatty, that's what we were yesterday.
It's true, but I didn't tell you why you were broaches yesterday.
Big Fatty, you can't even remember your name.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, you are broaches again today because, y'all, I forgot to tell you that you were broaches, why you were broaches yesterday. So that was my reminder. And y'all, you're broaches because y'all on the vicious little show, y'all, they went out to the quail bar. Did I tell you this yesterday?
Freddy, we don't remember.
But anyway, y'all, they went out to the quail bar, and Freddy was in his y'all, it looked like some sort of leisure suit, and he had some sort of sailor's cap or something like that on, and y'all, he had a brooch on his jacket that looked like a glass of Chapinag, and y'all, it was bedazzled. It was a sequined brooch. So y'all, that's why you were brooches yesterday today. And y'all, I'm gonna remind you just one more time: if you're not watching, Vicious, you really need to be doing that. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch break. And y'all, first of all, the penny coupon was the Von's East weenies. And y'all, you know, if I had me a grill, I probably would have gotten it. But y'all, because, you know, if you're going to eat weenies, they really need to be cooked on the grill and you know, approaching burnt. So y'all, I just took my coupon out, and I just set it right there in the refrigerated case so somebody else could use it. Y'all, I bought me a bag of onions. Y'all, I bought that Parmesan cheese with the garlic last week or the week before. And y'all, I thought I'd just slice some onions up real thin and put some butter and some of that Parmesan cheese in that and then just bake it. And y'all, it's just lovely. It is just lovely. And I'm looking forward to trying it with that garlic Parmesan cheese. Y'all, I had a coupon for buy one, get one free on something called the Oscar Mayer P3.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
Well, I hope it's not vulgar, but y'all, it's three different kinds of protein. It's either ham or turkey and some sort of cheese and then some sort of nuts. And y'all, in my case, it would be almonds.
Big Fatty, Dr. Stone wouldn't like those.
Well, it's true, he wouldn't. Y'all, I got me some what is that? Oh, Oscar Mayer. They had the Oscar Mayer thick bologna on sale again, so I got some of that. Y'all got me a bag of that barbecue garden salad, which is just delicious. Y'all got me some more country ham.
Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T, right?
That's correct. Y'all, they had the Jimmy Dean sausage on sale. Buy one. I think it was two for $7 or something like that. Y'all, I thought of the Vons while I was there because they had the giant bags of the Totino's pizza rolls. Y'all, it was buy one, get one free. Your $9 bag of pizza rolls, you could have gotten two of them for $9, y'all, but I didn't get those. Y'all got me a boneless chuck roast. It was on sale. And then what else did I get? Oh, yeah, that's the coupon. And y'all, evidently I looked old today because, y'all, I spent exactly $38. I got the senior citizens discount, and I saved $11.77. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I guess y'all, before I open this card from Gus Chad, y'all, Gus Chad did a picture of Big Fatty, and y'all, he sent it to me, and he said, you know, he asked me, well, Big Fatty, what color are your glasses, and all this kind of stuff, and he sent it to me, and he says, so thoughts, does it look like you, and y'all, the spell checker has not been my friend today, because y'all, I typed it. And I wrote greasy job, horrifying subject matter. And y'all, I just noticed that when I got home. And y'all, I didn't mean greasy job. I meant great job. And I said, that should have said great job, not greasy. Poor Big Freddy. So, y'all, poor Big Freddy. Big Freddy, you couldn't even remember your name. But anyway, Gus Chad, it was not a greasy job. It was a great job. And y'all, I gotta say, I am just amazed at Gus Chad's talents. And y'all, the picture I'm using, I'm making it new show artwork. And y'all, when I get a card from Gus Chad, this will be one of the show artworks I might use. For that. And it's a Gus Chad original. So y'all, that'll be today's little show art, so you can get over there and see it. But y'all, we've got a card here, and Poodle, I think this one's Big Freddy, I forgot it's for me and Sneaky Jimmy. And it is. And wait, let me look at it, Big Freddy. Oh, okay, Squeaky Kitty, calm down. Okay. Big Freddy, it's got little snowflakes on the front. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's just lovely. Oh, okay. Calm down. Okay, and open it up. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear, Gussie. Oh, I just love to open the card because I know it's from Gus Chad, and he's made a picture, and I love the pictures. And, Big Freddy, look. It's Mrs. Frosty Snowman, and it says, hey Poodle, hi Squeaky Kitty, could you please remind Frosty the Snowman that his birthday, my birthday, and our anniversary is in 5 months. He is horrible with dates and names. Thank you. Oh, Big Freddy, look at this. That's pretty beautiful. Oh, dear Cassie. Okay. Okay, Poodle. Squeaky Kitty. Oh, we have Big Freddy. We're going to go over here and look at this. Oh, it's a pretty picture. All right, y'all, let's just stay over there. Gus Chad, thank you so much for that card. It's just, y'all, I'm telling you, Gus Chad is, y'all, I, he has He has more talent in his little finger than Big Fatty's had in his life. And it's just lovely. And y'all, I got an e-letter from, who did I get it from? I got it from Rob. Rob, one of the Robs, he says, "Hey, Brigretti, I just listened to your Monday and Tuesday show. I think Gus Chad's cat on Monday had to do with that in 6 months, December 21st, it'll be the first day of winter. Just a thought. XO, Rob 1. Well, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter, Rob 1. But 6 months from July 21st will be January 21st. So that would be, no, I think you meant 5 months. And I don't know. It could be that Frosty came to life on the first day of winter. That could be a possibility. But anyway, I'm not so sure after getting the can today, but you just never know about these things. So, Rob, thank you so much for the card, and y'all, I'm gonna read a few of the e-letters that I've got here today. But y'all, before we go any further, I want to play you this. Yes, Big Freddy.
Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. I am so excited that I will get to see so many of you this year, as I am the host of Pride 48 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh. In order to help keep you up to date about the Vegas event, we've created a special section of our website just for you. It has all the information that you will need to help you plan your trip, reminders about upcoming deadlines, and things to see and do once you get there. Oh goodness, the glamour, the glitz, the luxury, the jewels, the gowns, the sequins, the hair. Oh, the buffets. Oh God, I love ham. Oh goodness. Oh, the liquor. Oh. Simply go to pride48.com and click on Vegas on the main menu. Kisses, darlings, and don't forget to listen to the next State of the Station for the very latest in Pride 48 news. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is that Donna Sugars. And Donna, thank you so much for that. Y'all, you'll probably be hearing that on other little shows as we get close to, Big Freddy, what you... Mm. I think I got some of Squeaky Kitty's fur in my mouth. Big Freddy Morgan! Anyway, y'all, did I tell you the other day, what is today? Today is Wednesday, when I'm recording, y'all, too, I say Tuesday, when I was, I shave in the shower, y'all, and, when I was, going to put my razor back in the little holder, y'all, I somehow drug it across my pinky finger, and y'all, I just sliced right in. Anyway, and y'all, it bled, it bled and bled and bled, and, anyway, I went through, three or four, Band-Aid, brand, bandages, but y'all, I think it's getting better now. But anyway, y'all, speaking of the Pride 48, I'm not gonna do the Vegas music, but y'all, Pride 48's got a new social media person. Y'all, is that Veritable Virgo? And y'all, I think he's done some sort of face space. Poodle, are you on the Pride 48 face space? Big man, I didn't know about it. Well, maybe you can go and join it. Y'all, we want to thank... Veritable Virgo for his assistance with all of that. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, several people have sent me this. I know it was Dr. Stone, and I believe that Amy Coles has sent it also. Y'all, it was a study Y'all, it said, and they immediately thought of me. I'm not quite sure why, but maybe it'll
come to us and we'll be able to assist you and understand.
Y'all, it says a study smelling farts may be good for your health. It says, the next time someone at your office lets out a silent but deadly emission, maybe you should thank them. A new study of the University of Exeter, I don't know what that is, in England, well, that explains it, suggests that exposure to hydrogen sulfide, a.k.a. what your body produces as bacteria breaks down food causing gas, could prevent mitochondria damage. I don't know what that means. Yep, the implication is what you're thinking. People are taking the research to mean that smelling farts could prevent disease and even the cancer. The study published in the Medicinal Chemistry Communications Journal found that hydrogen sulfide gas in rotten eggs and flatulence could be a key factor in treating diseases. Although hydrogen sulfide gas is well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence, it is naturally produced in the body and could, in fact, be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases. While hydrogen sulfide gas is harmful in large doses, the study suggests that a whiff here and there has the power to reduce the risk of cancer, strokes, heart attacks, arthritis, and dementia by preserving mitochondria. The scientists are delivering very small amounts of AP39, it's what they're calling their replication of natural gas, directly into mitochondrial cells to repair damage, which could hold the key to future therapies. So, y'all, you'll have to decide for yourself whether exposure to hydrogen sulfide in flatulence is worth the potential health benefits. Big Freddy, it's obvious that you will never have any of those problems that they quoted. Y'all, it's probably true. Y'all, let me just go over here. Y'all, speaking of England, y'all got an e-letter from Nott. You know, he's my straight boyfriend over there in the UK. He's been waiting for his interview to get his visa, or it could be his MasterCard, I don't remember, to come over here to the US of A, who knows, maybe he's coming over here to fart. Ready, Volga? And he says, Bergwerder, my visa interview letter arrived today. I have to report to the embassy on the 11th of August. And y'all, I told him, I said, oh, well, then you and Tara will be able to make it to Las Wages. And he says, poor Tara may have to hold my handbag while I accompany gentlemen callers into the alley. Maybe we can afford it then. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have just a lovely Thursday. And we're over the hump. You can see the end of the week just beyond the horizon. Yes, McFaddy. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Game Night Gals. And y'all, that's Brian and Curtis. And they're going to be out there in Vegas. And we're always looking for entertainment options while we're out there. And Curtis, just out of curiosity, do you have any suggestions of what you might like to do while out in Las Wages?
I love a puppet show.
Oh, be careful what you ask for.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.